If you've got stress balls on your desk at work or in the truck, you may be reaching for them even more after this next story. Why and how does stress help spread cancer? Researchers from Melbourne have found chronic stress accelerates cancer growth in mice. The research on breast cancer in mice found links between those exposed to chronic stress and the cancer spreading to other parts of the body. So how does stress and our mood affect the human body in its fight against cancer? We're joined by Rick Thompson, Professor of Breast Cancer Research from the Queensland University of Technology to find out more. Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Morning, Mitch. I'm good, thank you.
So you looked at this experiment that was performed in Melbourne. So how did stress affect these mice with breast cancer?
Yes, that group, Mitch, has previously shown that if you look at the spread of cancer cells to other organs, that was increased. And this particular study hones in on the lymphatic system, which connects our lymph nodes and helps drain our tissues and helps us fight infection and bacteria, etc., in our tissues. So that system is used by cancer cells to spread. So you often hear of people having positive lymph nodes near their cancer, and that's a sign that the cancer has already started to spread. So in their studies, the stress conditions that they used, which was restraining the mice, and then they could also show that some of the stress hormones were involved in increasing the size and the flow rate in those lymphatics and increasing the spread of the cells from the initial tumour.
Now, you talked a little bit about stress and especially chronic stress. So how does mice, in this case, allow the conditions for the cancer to spread using the lymph nodes?
Well, that is the way that just as in the human condition, they spread in mice. So what the authors were able to show is that they had more lymphatic vessels within the tumours that had formed in the mice, and they could see increased numbers of cancer cells inside those vessels, and then they saw increased numbers of cancer cells spread to the lymph nodes of the mice and also to the lungs of the mice.
Now, this research was based on breast cancer. Of course, you're an expert in the field of breast cancer as well. How likely is it that other types of cancers respond to stress in the same way?
It's very likely, Mitch, because this is the mechanism of spread through the lymphatic system is very common. And it's the major mechanism for most cancers for spread. There's certainly some exceptions, and there's also the possibility the cells spread directly into blood vessels rather than lymphatic vessels, but it's certainly a very common mechanism for cancer spread overall.
And obviously, I mean, stress is a very highly sort of spread thing these days, especially in modern life. So what's the best way to beat stress, do you think, especially if you are someone who is suffering from cancer?
Yeah, look, I think that's a good point, and there's been some interesting comments on the conversation article that we contributed, and certainly I think identifying that you're in a chronic stress situation, I should qualify, I'm not a psychologist, but I would imagine that it's not always clear to people that they are suffering chronic stress, and so I think if you feel people maybe, it's important to point it out. And then, lifestyle changes would be terrific rather than pharmacologic intervention. But there are medications that deal with these hormones that are produced under situations of chronic stress. And the authors used those to show that they could reduce the amount of cancer spread in this case. So there is ways that you can alleviate chronic stress, I think, both, psychologically as well as pharmacologically.
All right, we'll leave it there. But Rick, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you for your interest, Mitch.
You're welcome.